Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, November 25th. You'll be interested to know. 62 years ago, today in 1963, President John F. Kennedy's funeral brought the nation together in a solemn, dignified state ceremony that honored his leadership and sacrifice. The procession and televised memorials created a shared public mourning that strengthened American civic rituals and set a precedent for modern presidential funerary honors. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. This morning, it's looking clean with 2+ feet from the south-southwest round swell. Conditions stay clean until about 10 when the waves drop to 2 feet and the wind shifts on shore at 1 mile per hour. By noon, it turns fair with the wind picking up to 4 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 9 a.m. with a 4-foot incoming high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 5 feet at 11 a.m., followed by a 1/2-foot low tide at 7:15. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with waves at 1 to 2 feet for Wednesday, offering a smooth experience throughout the day. Thursday sees similar sizes with clean conditions, maintaining 1 to 2 feet, but a slight increase to 2 feet is noted in the afternoon. Friday continues the trend with clean waves at 1 to 2 feet, ensuring rideable surf all day long. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 48 degrees, with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:45, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:38. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day, with a high near 71 and a light north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 54 and a north wind picking up to 15 miles per hour. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 74 and a north wind around 10 miles per hour. Thanksgiving Day and Thursday night remain mostly to partly cloudy with highs near 71 and lows near 54, with patchy fog developing Thursday night after 10 p.m. and again Friday and Friday night. A cooler spell follows Saturday with highs near 61 and a chance of showers late Saturday into Saturday night, with lows around 51. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Santa Monica City Council has unanimously decided to order Waymo to halt its noisy overnight operations at 2 charging stations following complaints from local residents. Neighbors have expressed their relief, citing disruptive beeping and humming from the automated fleet as a major nuisance that disrupts their sleep. The council's directive requires Waymo to cease operations between 11 p.m. and 6 a.m. effective immediately. Interim city attorney Heidi Von Tongyeom warned that failure to comply could lead to litigation to address the disturbance. Residents had previously blocked access to the lots, rallying around the phrase, "stack the Waymos," to protest the disturbances. Now on to sports. Christian McCaffrey gained 142 yards from scrimmage and scored a touchdown in his first game against Carolina since he was traded away 3 years ago, leading the San Francisco 49ers to a 20-9 victory over the Panthers on Monday Night Football. McCaffrey's big night helped the 49ers, with an overall record of 8 wins and 4 losses, overcome 3 interceptions by Brock Purdy in the first half. Bryce Young and the Panthers, with a record of 6 wins and 6 losses, struggled to capitalize on opportunities. Young completed 169 passing yards with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. The 49ers went conservative in the second half, relying mostly on McCaffrey and short passes. In local sports, Brad Clark scored a crucial power play goal with 6 minutes and 10 seconds remaining, lifting the Los Angeles Kings to a 2-1 victory over the Ottawa Senators on Monday night. Clark's slap shot, from just inside the blue line, came with just 2 seconds left on the man advantage, snapping Los Angeles' 3-game losing streak. Warren Fogle also scored for the Kings, while Joel Edmundson assisted on both goals. Darcy Kuemper made 27 saves. Fogle opened the scoring 5 minutes and 31 seconds into the third period. Fabian Zetterlund tied it at 1-1 with 9 minutes and 11 seconds left in the third. Leevi Marilainen made 20 saves for Ottawa, which is coming off wins over Anaheim and San Jose. Up next, the Senators will play at the Vegas Golden Knights on Wednesday night, while the Kings will face the Anaheim Ducks on Friday night. In top news, scientists searching for new ways to combat cancer may have uncovered a promising lead in the DNA of the bowhead whale. The findings, published in the journal Nature, highlight how long-lived animals like the bowhead manage to avoid cancer despite having more cells. Vera Gorbanova, a biologist at the University of Rochester, suggests these animals have evolved additional protections from cancer. The bowhead whale utilizes a protein that excels at repairing broken DNA, maintaining healthy cells, and preventing mutations, rather than eliminating malignant ones. This research could ultimately benefit human health and provide insights into cancer resistance in various species. In business news, the S&P 493 reveals a very different United States economy. While a few trillion-dollar companies are powering market gains, most other businesses are struggling. This year has been good for the stock market, but the S&P 500's gains are driven by a small number of artificial intelligence-focused companies. The Magnificent Seven includes Alphabet, Amazon, Apple, Meta, Microsoft, Nvidia, and Tesla. Economists express concerns about other companies not benefiting from this AI investment boom. The S&P 493 shows weaker performance among smaller firms, highlighting economic struggles outside the tech sector. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% to about $88,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just over $2,900. And XRP is up 8% to $2.24. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists observed a man move energy with his mind, leading to classified research. In a Stanford laboratory, an unexplained event triggered years of secret psychic studies during the Cold War. The concept suggests that the mind may manipulate the surrounding world. In 1972, an artist named Ingo Swann allegedly altered a magnetic field in a sealed vacuum chamber simply by thinking. This incident initiated Project Stargate, one of the most surreal programs in United States government history. The government aimed to train psychic spies who could see across time and space through remote viewing techniques. And in entertainment news, Scarlett Johansson is set to star in Mike Flanagan's new Exorcist movie. Universal and Blumhouse hope to reboot the religious horror franchise after scrapping a trilogy planned around 2023's The Exorcist Believer. Flanagan stated, "Scarlett is a brilliant actress whose captivating performances always feel grounded and real." The film, which will be the franchise's seventh from as many directors, is set to shoot in New York City. Flanagan's film will tell an all-new story set in the Exorcist universe. Despite a global gross of roughly $137 million, Believer faced financial underperformance and critical reviews. Flanagan describes his Exorcist movie as the scariest movie I've ever made. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and historian, David McCullough. And he said, "History is who we are and why we are the way we are." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Venice Beach.